Hello and welcome to the 100 Pound Journey Not Perfect podcast. I'm your host, Dawn Suchecki. Thank you for listening today and thank you for being here. I wanted to share with you before we, you know, get into the kind of meat of this podcast, just a little bit about myself so you could learn a little bit and then hopefully you'll stay and listen and be able to be inspired or motivated or just to learn a little bit more. Maybe you learn more about my journey, maybe you learn a little bit about yourself. So that's what this podcast is designed to do. So let me just share a little bit about myself. First of all, I'm married and to a wonderful man. And we've been married almost 18 years. We do have a blended family. We have 6 children between us, 5 boys and 1 girl, amazing kids in their own right. And love them deeply and miss all of them. They're all adults. They've all gone their own ways. And so I am a dog mom. So I do have a dog. And in fact, she was just running around in the family room just a few minutes ago. And I worked for 30 years in corporate America for an insurance company. So I have a marketing background as well as not only sales and training and leadership, but did that for 30 years and then quote unquote retired. And then had a dear friend and very successful producer in Hollywood reach out to me and ask me if I wanted to kind of work and learn the business. And so I've been doing that for the last 4 years and have worked on some incredible productions. And we have some wonderful movies that are coming out very, very soon. We'll start production on a few of those. We're still in development on a few, but really this podcast is kind of about my journey and how in the world did I get to this place where I lost 100 pounds? And that has literally recently happened that I made that final goal. I'm a person who I have literally struggled with my weight all of my life. It is something that I have struggled with as a kid. I struggled as a very young girl, as a teenager. Those teenage years, we'll talk a little bit more about that later, that kind of awkward place for girls from 14 to 55 is, and as I like to joke, you know, the awkward teenage years. And then even in adulthood of having babies and struggling with weight and having this deep love affair with food. And so I'm going to talk about those challenges and all of those things in this podcast. I know that this is something that other women my age, much younger and even older have struggled with. And you know, I have this great community of women and this great community of ladies who are incredibly supportive and have been very supportive on this journey. But there has been so many times that I have failed on this journey and I'm not perfect. And that is part of the reason why I wanted to start this podcast. It's I am writing a book on the subject and I wanted to kind of not only share my journey, but I wanted to help in it to inspire and motivate and influence and help others in their quest. It is not easy. This is the hardest thing that I've ever done. I have started and stopped so many times that I've been discouraged. I have been thrown up my hands and said, I just can't do it. And I gave up. I started again. I did really well. I started and gave up again and did really well and then gave up. And then it just became this roller coaster and I could never really get, I guess, an answer for myself of why that was happening. Why was I having a little bit of success and then I would go off the rails? And then I'd lose 20 pounds and then I would gain 30. Or I would lose 25 pounds and then gain 35 pounds. And it was just this horrible terrible ride, for lack of a better word, that I was on that I really couldn't get off. And it has been eye-opening in the last 18 months, the last 2 years, of that I needed to change my mindset. It wasn't the physical that I had to change. It was the physical, yes, but the mental and emotional and spiritual and all of those aspects of all of those things that I am inside. I needed to take inventory. I needed to check things out, see what's going on in there, and really reassess the place that I was at. I started off with being, it's very difficult to talk about these things. A lot of times people don't want to talk about the ugly truth. And I have a dear friend who worked with for years and talks about hard truths. This is a hard truth, is being overweight. I would look at my BMI and I was in the obese category, and that hurt. That hurt me. I was like, this thing is lying. This can't be true. And I would justify it and say, that's not who I am. Oh, I'm beautiful inside, right? But I wanted to be, and it's not a vain thing, I wanted to be beautiful on the outside because I looked at myself with such disdain, and I looked at myself with such self-loathing, and so much just felt so ugly. And I felt that was not who I really truly was inside. So that's what brought me here. So along this journey, I'll share with you how I started. What does that look like? What were the steps that I took? And it wasn't just, like I said, it wasn't just one thing. It was like 30 things that I changed. And some of them are really small. They're micro changes, you know, little itty bitty changes. And then some of them were substantial. Some of them were small. Some of them were medium. And then some of them were huge. And so I think for everyone, it's different. But I hope that this podcast will help to not only inspire you and motivate you and help you, but I hope that in your own journey, that you'll be able to learn something. And really the objective of this podcast is that you don't just hold it for yourself. You help someone else along the way. So I do hope that you'll be able to take the information that we share together in this very intimate podcast, that you'll be able to share it with others. So like I said, I was looking at the BMI and saying, that's not right. My weight, how in the world could I be at this number? And I knew that I needed to do something. And so every time that I would start and stop and start and stop and start and stop, I would just crawl deeper into myself that I just couldn't do it. And so I finally got to that point where I decided it wasn't worth it. I wasn't going to be the beautiful person that I thought I was. So it just started affecting me in a very deep way. And I started feeling incredibly sad and incredibly low and incredibly depressed. And I went through a really deep depression in 2022. And it was very hard to pull myself out of that. It was not easy at all. In fact, it was probably one of the lowest times of my life. And I look back at it and go, well, I cannot believe that I went through all of those things. And I'll share more in this podcast, and you'll probably learn a lot more than you wanted to about me. But there's a point of your life where you say, enough is enough. And for me, that was in 2022, and I had just had enough. And when you finally get to that point where you're like, I'm going to do something about it, and I'm going to be committed. And I have a dear friend who would say this, you know what the definition of commitment is? The definition of commitment is you're either in or you're out. You're either committed or you're not committed. And for me, like all those other times that I had started and stopped and started and stopped and failed, I wasn't committed. But I had decided that I was going to be committed. And so I started again, and in early 2022, then, of course, had an injury, had a very serious injury. And I was in so much pain, And it was incredibly difficult. It was a very long healing for me. It took 11 months for me to go through this rehabilitation and to literally be healed from this affliction and very serious injury with one of my horses. But I made it through, and it was really through God's grace. There is no other way to describe it. This was God's grace to give me that next chance. And then there was no more pain. And so that is a great moment when you don't have that anymore, when you don't have the pain. And so I decided, you know what, I am going to do something really good with my life. And now that I don't have this pain any longer, I really want to start working out again. I really want to start eating well. I really want to start to, you know, put good things into my brain and read more and learn more, and to be the person that I always wanted to be. And so I did kind of this huge overhaul, but I did that with a tremendous amount of not only reshaping and rethinking and redefining, but I did that in adding new goals to my entire life and what that was going to look like. And so I really had to, like I said, reassess. But everything changed because my goals needed to. I needed to be able to set things that were smart and achievable and had timelines. And they weren't just dreams. You know, they weren't just, oh, yeah, that sounds really good. Oh, I want to lose 20 pounds. I had to hold myself accountable. I had to, you know, create small goals. I had to create micro goals. I had to follow through with them and be committed. It is so hard sometimes to be committed. I know what that looks like. I know how that feels. But on this 100-pound journey in the last 2 years, we'll say, and it's really been my commitment in the last 18 that I really focused and put my best foot forward, made a great start, and accomplished it. I looked back at where I was 2 years ago and say, wow, look how far I've come. I did not think that it was possible. I did not think that I would be able to be doing a podcast and sharing with you and sharing with others what it means to finally make that goal. It is uplifting. It is... There's a sense of achievement. There is this no more self-loathing, no more hating myself, no more looking at my body and saying, hate you, don't love you, you're so ugly. That's what I felt. That's the person that I was. And I had to change that. And I had to stop hurting myself. And what I mean by hurting myself is making fun of myself or saying I can't do it or the negative self-talk and all of the things that we do, the head trap, and all of those things that we tell ourselves that we're not good enough. Well, I'm here to tell you that you are. You are good enough to love yourself and to have that self-care that you need and that you deserve. And you are worth it. You are valued. You are loved. You're worthy of doing this for yourself. Mm-hmm. And I wish that I had learned that a lot earlier than 2 years ago. But you know, I can't say woulda, coulda, shoulda, but I'm so glad that I'm in a much happier place. But what I want to do on this podcast is I want to share with you not only the journey, but that if this is something that you want to do, you can do it too. I'm going to share with you all the things that that I did along the way. I'm going to share with you some great women who I've connected with over the last 2 years who have been on a similar journey. In fact, I do have a dear friend, so she lost 100 pounds as well, and she'll be joining us on the podcast. I've got some that lost, 60 pounds. I've got some that have lost 40 pounds. I've got some that have lost 5 pounds. Everything is a win. Every pound is a win. So I want to share their incredible stories and what it means to have victory over those things that separate us from the person that we want to be. Thank you for joining me on this podcast today. It has been my pleasure to share with you on our first episode. It is, it's been a wonderful journey. I can't wait to share with you everything that I have learned over the last 2 years of how to do it, what I did to make all of those changes mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, all of that. And I just cannot wait to share with you all of the great news, all of the great tips and advice and help all along the way. So thank you for being here. Thank you for joining me on this journey. I hope you'll tune in. The next one will be about goals. And these are the things that I used to help me in my journey in the last 2 years. And I'll give some tips and advice and hopefully share with you not only the achievements, but a way to set some really important micro goals, small goals, medium goals, and big goals for yourself in 2025. Thank you again for listening. And as we go on this 100-pound journey, not perfect, but just remember, self-care is not selfish. Thank you so much and have a great day.